You're listening to The Acoustic Brunch, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. And often on The Acoustic Brunch, I get to visit with musicians in the studio. Often I have friends from the local music scene coming by. Every now and then it's somebody from the national scene who's trying to get your attention. But it's not as often I get to visit with somebody that we hear on the air every day because they're passing through town. And today, I'm very happy to welcome back to Studio A2, Philip Phillips. Welcome, Philip.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right, man. Doing good. Everything's good.
Good to see you. It's been a little while since you visited. You visited for the first album.
Yeah, a few years, so it's good to be back, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, I've actually had a chance to see you live, I think, three times in the last year. I saw you with the Matt Nathanson tour.
Last year, yeah.
Yep. Actually, a few years ago when you were opening for Matchbox 20, I saw you then.
That was my first ever tour. That's a long time.
And earlier this year you were playing the Flagstar Theater in Pontiac, and basically in the same configuration. Dave Eggers on cello, you were playing that show as well. That was a great show.
It's like a charity event, right?
Yes. And I got to hear some new tunes that day. I think that's what you're here to tell me about, your new record.
I'm excited. Got the new single coming out in the next week, I think, and new record. I think we're thinking the new album October, so I'm playing a few new songs out live right now. Not playing as many as I want to just play them all, but I'm trying to keep some kind of mystery there.
Because people will record them and look it up.
I've played probably six or seven new songs all together. It's all fun stuff, man. It's really, really good music in my opinion.
Let's do one. What would you like to start with?
Start with a song called Miles.
Miles. This is Philip Phillips in Studio A2.
Right now I need an escape from this gravity that holds me down. We've got to leave here today, 'cause insanity is all around. 'Cause we're works of art, we're falling stars, we're fire waiting for us. Yeah, we're gonna be miles up, up. No, we're never gonna come down. No, we're never gonna come down. Yeah, we're gonna be miles up, up. No, we're never gonna come down. It's getting harder to breathe in this atmosphere from these dizzy heights. With you closer to me, we can disappear in this endless night. 'Cause we're works of art, we're fallen stars, we're fire waiting for a spark.
It's brand new music from Philip Phillips in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Studio A2 brought to you by Bank of Ann Arbor. Miles from the forthcoming record. That voice should sound familiar. You hear his songs on our station quite often. Home, Gone, 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 Raging Fire, and one of my personal favorite lyrics of yours, Unpack Your Heart.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
Just love that tune.
That's cool to hear. Appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. I like that one.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I guess the difference between your first and your second record was that you wrote all the songs on your second record, right? Behind the Light.
Yeah, well, I wrote everything on the first one, too, except for Home and Gone. I got to help produce Gone, but Home was kind of that one. And but everything else, yeah, I either wrote and or co-wrote, and the second one's kind of the same thing, and helped produce that one as well. And this one, this new one, man, it's like it's kind of the same thing. It's I kind of did more of co-writing, but with certain people that I – you know, really trust musically and, you know, and songwriting as well. And it's just, you know, to me, it's some of the best lyrics because kind of, you know, had a lot going on these past few years. A lot of troubles, but also a lot of great things.
Got married
as well. Yeah.
So congratulations.
This new album really, you know, it really speaks about all that, you know, a lot of the good things and a lot of the hardships and, but also it's, kind of teaches a lot of patience as well. You know, I'm a pretty patient guy, and you know, that's kind of all I had these past 3 years is patience. And you know, so life's too precious and, you know, too short to kind of get too crazy about things, you know. So yeah, it's like I said, the lyrics are some of the best, I think, and the music is just very emotional. But it also shows this growth, I think, for myself. And every, I'm going to just say it because every artist says it. It's the best material of to date.
May as well say it. Yeah. Do you find it hard as a songwriter to sing lyrics that somebody else wrote in the case of Home?
Yeah, it was hard for me to sing that one at first, you know, because I, you know, I'm a songwriter and I have to have that personal feeling to it.
You have to sing it from your heart.
Exactly.
Right?
And, you know, with Home, I feel like, I grew to that song and got to understand it more and make it my own. You know, I definitely do it live, and I think that's what gotten me closer to it. You know, I'll play it different live, or you know, do something different singing sometimes. So yeah, I don't do it anymore. But you know, but that song's a great song, and it's definitely helped me out with a lot of things.
The lyrics for the new record you wrote yourself, but you said you collaborated with other songwriters. Can you tell me any of the songwriters you worked with, or is that still a secret?
Yeah, no. I worked with this guy named Nathan Chapman, who's just such a cool guy, talented guy. And we really connect. He's a guitar player as well. And so we had a lot of fun. We would just kind of jam out for a little bit on these ideas. Yeah. In a song I'm going to play towards the end, it's like a song called Magnetic we wrote together. We wrote a few more together, and it's like he was pushing me in boundaries with my voice, and which I didn't think I could do, and then he got me to do it, which is fun. And then I'm trying to think, a couple more guys too, you know, and
we'll find out in the fall, right? I'll look at the credits.
Yeah, exactly. So it was so much fun writing this one, man. Yeah.
Philip Phillips is in Studio A2, brought to you by Bank of Ann Arbor. Would you like to do another song from this forthcoming record?
Yeah, I'll do another one. This one's called Don't Tell Me. It's a little more funky one.
So let me know just how good you've been doing. I don't wanna let it show, but I can't keep pretending. I bet you think that I've moved on, but I can't move since you've been gone. And I can't believe that we said it, now you won't let me forget it. Oh, don't tell me that you're going out tonight. Don't tell me, cause I don't wanna know. Don't tell me that you're all alone tonight. Don't tell me, cause I don't wanna know. It's getting harder not to fold, cause I love how you fool me. And there's a lovely lonely road, I'm lying where you left me. Take my heart and take my gold, leave with what's left and let me go. It's hard to believe that we said it. Now you won't let me forget it. No, don't tell me that you're going out tonight. Don't tell me, 'cause I don't wanna know. Don't tell me that you're all alone tonight. Don't tell me, 'cause I don't wanna know about your night and getting high with your friends, and how you wish that it was me and not them. Baby, don't tell me, baby, don't tell me, baby, don't tell me, oh no, 'cause I don't wanna know. Don't tell me that you're all alone tonight. Don't tell me, 'cause I don't wanna know. Don't tell me that you're going out tonight. Don't tell me, 'cause I don't wanna know. Don't tell me all alone tonight. Don't tell me, 'cause I don't wanna know.
Very happy to be previewing some new music from Philip Phillips in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Dave Eggers killing it on the cello on that song.
He's a bad man.
He is a bad mamma jamma. That sounds like a single. I don't know which one you've chosen for the first single, but that sounds like a single to
That's
me.
That's a fun one, for sure. I like that one. Yeah.
I think I remember that one from the Flagstar performance this year. Did you play that?
Yeah.
It had a familiar feel to it when I was hearing it.
It's funky.
That is really cool. So, I had a thought while it was playing. I need to ask you about this, but I got so wrapped up in the song, I kind of forgot what I was going to ask you about.
That's a good thing.
I was really loving the song. I think that's why I got so lost in the moment there. It's just like, man, I want to hear more of this. But you sometimes tour with the full band. Most of the time lately, you're kind of narrowing it down.
Right now it's the full band out with the Goo Goo Dolls this summer. So it's full band. But I would, me and Dave over here, sometimes there's another guitarist, but we'll do acoustic stuff. And and that's super fun because it's a lot more loose and free. And, so I'd love to do like a mini tour or something like that, me and Dave or something like that. That would just be like little small theaters or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you'd like to lend your talents to other organizations too, because I see some information about the Gibson Flood Relief Campaign. What kind of causes really get your attention?
I love helping people. I love to help kids a lot. I kind of have that. I like kids, and I feel like because I'm a kid myself, I can kind of be goofy and fun, and I'll go try to visit some hospitals and or kids that some kids that just aren't as fortunate as some others, but just do that. That's really what that's probably my biggest. I guess
that tugs at your heart the most.
Yeah, kind of tugs my heart the most for sure. So,
Is there a release date for this new record that we're talking about today, or are you just kind of speculating? October?
No, for the album, not really a certain date, but like I said, I think in October. But I think a single's coming. We're saying August 11th. So,
okay.
So probably like next week or so.
Have you titled the album? Is it done?
I 99.9% sure I have the album. Yeah, I'm always nervous to say it because then it's like, you know, things can change at the last minute. But I did a photo shoot in Nashville the other day, man, and some cool photos. And okay. Definitely like the best photos I've ever gotten of myself, because I'm awkward at taking photos. But this guy, he's awesome, Jesse. So it's awesome.
Both of the first two records had additions available with bonus tracks. Have you saved some for your, like, Target or Best Buy?
Dude, I have so many songs, it's not even funny, because it's been 3 years, so I was like, I should do a double album. But I'm going to keep writing and just to have more music, but there's a lot of songs, so it'll be a double on double on double deluxe type thing, probably.
Gotcha. I love what I've heard so far, and I'm real glad you were able to stop.
Oh, yeah,
would you like to do a final song?
Yeah, we'll end it on a song called Magnetic.
All right.
Pushing and pulling me, oh, 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 oh.
Magnetic, brand new music from Philip Phillips in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. And I remembered what I was going to say at the end of the last song. So final comment and a question. The comment was, your voice is pretty unique for the most part. I can never really pinpoint who I'm hearing in you. But today, 5 feet away from me, the first song, do you know who Newton Faulkner is? In an album out a few years ago called Hand Built by Robots.
That I did might have, yeah.
Okay, so your voice on the first song was bringing to mind his voice, which is strange because you don't know who he is. Second song, I was finally hearing one of the influences listed on your Wikipedia page. I was hearing Dave Matthews in your voice that time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I've never heard that listening to you like on the singles that we've played on the station before. This one sounds like Philip Phillips altogether. There's for the most part, I don't hear anybody else in your voice except when you're 5 feet away from me.
Yeah.
So it's a new experience. Prior to your debut album, was there any like independently released albums? Did you have a music career going before we saw?
I was playing bars and college shows, or you know, busking, all kind of stuff, man. So I was doing whoever would let me play. I would play for food all the time.
But no physical CD to purchase.
No, I would release. My brother-in-law and I made like this little EP of like probably 5 songs, I think. We were having fun with some of the songs, that early songs I'd written, and a couple of the songs are actually on that first album, but obviously re-recorded them.
Yeah.
But it's funny to go back and listen to them because we were just having fun then. But yeah, we would sell them for, I don't know, like $5 or something like that.
You'd probably get $500 at this point.
If you count that, but it was fun, man. I always tell people, you've got to know how it feels to have nobody to want to hear you. You know, when people ask for advice or whatever, it's like, never played shows. Like, I'm not the best singer in the world, but it's good to go out there whenever you're playing for food for 3 hours and nobody's there to listen. And then, you know, when you actually have somebody to come out and listen, it makes you appreciate it even more.
Well, you have a unique voice, and I'm glad that you're able to share it with
us
today
and
preview these brand new songs. Looking forward to the full album. Thanks to Dave Egger, who is doing such great work on the cello there.
For sure.
And look forward to the album.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you here in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. We'll return to music in just a couple of minutes on 107.1.